What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you have stumbled upon episode 185 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Hello, friends on Periscope, and we're glad that you, random person, stand with Rand Paul. All right, joining me for episode 185 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one Logan Barnes.
Yes, I am.
Logan, you've been touching people's shorts lately. That's something that I heard.
No, I haven't.
No, that's fine.
I only touch jorts.
Jorts. Well, then I guess our good friend Matt Wood is in no danger of that.
No danger. What up, Josh?
What up, Matt?
Nothing much.
Not.
Nothing much. I'm sitting here doing a podcast. Yeah, just, what about you?
Just do it. Well, I'm trying to run the podcast.
That's cool. All right. I'm doing it. Doing it well.
I'm gonna stop talking to you now and hit this other button and talk to our good friend James Stratton.
Touch my shorts. Be with me.
Be with me.
Touch.
Be with me.
You're not even wearing shorts.
I'm not.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear shorts, as a matter of fact.
I have, and it's frightening.
it's not that bad.
James, are your legs covered in spiders?
Hair.
Spider hair. You don't want to know where spider hair.
I'm sorry, I'm a man, and I have hair.
That is the grossest thing I've heard all day.
I'm a man, and I have hair.
I am a man, and I have hair.
And I work in...
Tears.
It's even weirder
And I
when
drive
you say
a Dodge Stratus.
Yeah. Joining us for episode 185, making this two guests in a row on the Just Us Geeks podcast, is our good friend, one Dylan Lambert.
Now we have one.
See, he thought he was going to get to talk first. Now you can talk.
I love that we still have that.
How's it going, Dylan?
It's going good. I'm not wearing shorts next to James.
Yeah, you should be.
Tell me, how long ago was that recorded?
No. We'll get into that in a minute. I want to get to that in a minute.
I'm trying to jump right into it. I'm sorry.
I want to know about that too.
Okay.
Dylan joins us tonight for the very first time. Longtime listener of the podcast. Probably not. I don't know.
He lied to you, Josh.
He says he is.
Yeah, he says he is, but, you know.
Who can trust anyone?
I'm a supporter. How's that?
Yeah, how about that support? How about you listen? Yeah, how about that?
Just listen.
Yeah. I'll tell you how to do that.
Yeah.
30 minutes and right in the toilet.
Yeah. It's real easy. All you got to do is hit play and walk away. That's all I want you to do.
I don't listen. I just hit play and walk away.
How to listen to a podcast?
This is stupid. Let's fast forward 15 seconds.
That's fine. You know what, Dylan? You don't even have to listen, but you can, if you don't mind. You can go over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. That'd be cool of you.
Actually, I did.
Oh.
Well, you should get another device and like create another account and then do it again.
Yeah,
you know
Let's
do it.
Cheat the system.
Yeah, so I know some people who do that. It's not us.
Aww.
They suck anyway. So look, before we get going, especially to our friends on Periscope, go to facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like. Find us on Twitter @JustUsGeeks. And go over to iTunes. Just search for Just Us Geeks on iTunes. Actually, if you go to JustUsGeeks.com and you take a look in the show notes for this episode, you can find a link to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review there.
Big old link.
You can check us out on audio.
It's them blue words that you can click on.
it's them clickable words.
Sometimes they're underlined.
Sometimes they are underlined. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
They make the pointer a hand.
When he wants to put
the
emphasis.
Make the pointer a hand.
Yeah.
You're just going to run this into the ground tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's going to get run into the ground.
How many health did he have?
I don't know. It depends. All right.
We're 5 minutes in. He's already played it twice.
Yeah. So I thought this was very appropriate for Dylan, one tater salad coming to join us tonight. So, Dylan, seriously though, man, thanks. We appreciate you coming and hanging out with us. You are one of the most interesting dudes that I know. You are one of the very first people that I know that really got into like streaming games and broadcasting. Now, we're going to talk about broadcasting games at some point, sure, but you play a lot of streaming games.
A lot.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, so before we really start talking about that, just tell the listeners, you know, that thing that you're not out there, what your background is and what your background in gaming is.
Yeah, let's put you on the spot real quick.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you drown while I sit here and laugh.
fucking time. Have fun. Yeah. Well, we'll be outside.
It's okay.
Don't worry. I'm not here
to
help you.
I'll be here to back you up.
Phil, 40 minutes.
More
Cut
or less,
his mic off.
He'll do that for me.
More or less, I've just been part, you know, basically playing games ever since I got my first Game Boy, and my dad taught me how to hold an Atari controller. But ever since then, I've just been real passionate about the gaming industry, playing games, enjoying them, raging, you know,
Rage against the machine.
You know, since very passionate. Yeah,
passionate.
Let's say passionate.
Dylan, it sounds like you're a really passionate gamer.
Number three.
Number three. Keep count, man.
Do we have a one friggin' health counter?
Logan just go ding every time I do it. Right. So
we're at three. Okay.
But yeah, it's
ding. Number four.
Not even trying. Not even trying. But yeah, I'm just very passionate about the gaming industry. I have a lot of love and respect for it, and all the people.
Now, without like saying a name, really, you even worked in the gaming industry for a little bit.
Yeah,
still does.
Still.
Oh, do you still? I didn't know
still
you still
technically
did that.
Do.
I never see you in that industry place.
Well, I got a real industry. Job. So
it's usually on Fridays,
Saturdays. Yeah. Usually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have some pretty knowledgeable experience. Your friends on Periscope that have come from your Twitch channel say what's up, and they're hanging out with us.
There's
Periscope.
Three of them.
Technically, there's four.
Guys. Oh, okay.
Excellent. There you go. So you've been playing games a long time. What's some of your favorite games?
Easily, Metal Gear is probably my favorite, like just series in general. And then,
man, you must really have enjoyed Metal Gear Solid 5, right?
So much, I haven't finished it.
he hasn't even finished it.
Dude, it's so easy to get sidetracked with that game, dude. Yeah. So
just play the story missions.
But there's other stuff.
Yeah, there is other stuff.
It's like playing Skyrim and saying, I'm going to stick to the main quest, and you keep running into people.
You do all that other stuff after you finish the game.
You get stuff and
finish the main story.
Stuff and things.
Yeah.
Well. Stuff your things and tell us about gaming.
Touch my shorts, be with me.
Touch my shorts, be with me.
Can we get a counter for that, too?
No.
What does it mean?
What does it all mean?
All will be revealed in time.
December 11th, all will be revealed.
All will
Ew.
Be
revealed. Oh, dude. No.
Gross.
Just no.
Probably not.
Touch my shorts, be with me.
Anyway, let's... Okay, so it's our porn parody of Twin Peaks Firewalker.
Oh, my God.
It's not really. So, Dylan.
And we got
Dylan Games. That's
Shut
the thing
up,
you
James.
Do. Okay. Yeah. Creepy clown time.
Okay.
So, Dylan.
Yeah. All about those games, Dylan.
So, I forgot we're trying not to get sidetracked this week, aren't we?
But yeah.
How you doing, Dylan?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great.
Dylan's joining us.
Dylan's here.
All right, we're
talking about
over.
His Twitch channel.
Yeah. Dylan's here. Wait.
You can't
Dylon.
You can't talk about Twitch before
the five
we get
greatest
going.
Reference of all time.
Dylon.
Whatever that was. So
So I have a question, Dylan.
Go for it.
Dylon.
Ding. So when did you get started in streaming? Like what brought you into that?
Well, it was right at the Destiny launch, and I saw getting the PS4 bundle as my best option because I wanted to play the game and have a next-gen console.
Yeah.
And the
Destiny is a good game now, I hear.
It's gotten better, but not enough for me to rebuy it.
Okay.
But, that's right. You told me once that you had gotten out of it.
If I wanted to stick with an MMO, I would have kept playing WoW.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I was there the day he turned Destiny in.
Yep.
Speaking of WoW.
Ding!
Six.
One freaking hell.
It's really getting kind of old. I'm getting sick of it now.
But
James, give me about 2 minutes and I'll show you something.
Okay,
you're sick
okay.
of.
More or less, though, I ended up getting the PS4 because next generation console, they said it would make it easier for people to get into Twitch streaming. And I use that as basically my first step towards getting streaming going.
Yeah.
Because anybody can do it, really.
Yeah, it's gotten to where it's flooded because of next gen, but the people who actually want to stand out will put forth the effort and do it.
It is a little flooded. Like, it does seem that everyone's doing it a lot now.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we even did it that one time.
Yeah, well, like, we streamed Rocket League. That was fun.
We had like 100,000 viewers. It was crazy.
Yeah.
We blew up Rocket League.
But I feel like you have the personality and the passion to...
That's true. He's right.
To bring people in.
We've like, had this conversation before.
Passion.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about you. Passion. And how fascinating you are.
And you know what, Dylan? You would know anybody, that if you listened to the damn podcast.
I definitely would. Right. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, our 9 million subscribers from that one time we streamed Rocket League are nothing compared to what Dylan does.
It's followers, not
Dylan
subscribers.
Pulls crazy numbers.
Whatever.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay.
Did you have one, the last one
I'm
you did?
Telling
then you had more
tonight,
than we did when we played Rocket League.
I'm telling you, after tonight, he's going to get that jug bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, you guys were nice enough to plug me in a podcast in the past, and it really did help me out, so thank you very much for
well,
that.
Well, now no you're here.
Then. Thank you.
Yeah. This is a giant plug.
I know,
so plug
right?
yourself, man.
Help us help you help us all.
Quickly, what is your Twitch handle? What do you use and people can find you by?
I go by Tater, and it's spelled T8T3R.
Now, where the heck did that come from?
Tater was taken. I tried to
what
put
about
tater?
Potato?
No, that was taken too.
I'm pretty sure the word potato.
What he means is he didn't think of that one.
Yeah, you got me.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Yep.
Potato.
Potato.
Tartos process.
What's Tartos on?
That's just the God.
They're so weird, aren't they?
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, just check me out, twitch.tv/tater, T8T3R.
All right, so I got to ask you.
So it's T, number 8.
Ding!
Is that
7? Is that 7?
I've lost
seven.
Count.
7.
7. It's T as in Tom, 8,
the number 8.
8 as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
3.
Yes.
R.
Yes.
Underscore.
No, just no. Tater.
Just Tater?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God, this is really complicated, Dylan. Why don't you just pick Tater or Potato?
Because it was all taken.
Oh, man. I'm so going to forget that when I'm trying to put it in the
he
podcast.
He tried
later.
A multitude of spud themed
I actually
names.
Did, believe it or not. I tried Tater salad
is it,
every form
is
of
it
Tater
something
pot.
About? Is it something about Ron White?
Yes.
I mean, I know that is Ron White, but where did that come from? Like, why did you...
Originally,
align yourself with that.
The first time I went to a LAN party and played PC with
you played with Ron White because he's not doing anything now.
Hey guys, you ready
what
to play some
doing?
Unreal Tournament?
You know what he's not doing? Being funny. He ain't been doing that all the time.
Low blow. He's actually one of the top League of Legends streamers right now.
Ron White.
he just smokes cigars and drinks
his whiskey.
Kills champions.
More or less, I went to the LAN party, couldn't come up with a name, and I love to make people laugh, so I just tried it, and everyone in the LAN party busted out laughing. I was like, that's it. I'm sticking with it.
There you go.
That's mine.
I'm not proud of it.
One of my old Xbox Live gamer tags was Dangly Steen. you remember when Xbox would generate?
You could just
generate one. I was like, all right, whatever it does, the first time I'm doing
Dangly
it.
Dangly Steen.
Dangly Steen. That was my first Xbox. I rolled up in Halo 2 with Dangly Steen.
Your OG Xbox?
I'm OG Dangly, baby. Yeah.
Now remember,
OG Dangly.
Hey, remember, on Xbox, it's not OG, it's MLG.
Well, it dangled all the way to the Xbox 360, and then I got a red ring or something.
Lieutenant Dangle.
Lieutenant Dangle. Anyway, nobody wants to hear anything about that, but we do care about your taters and the salad that
your
go along
taters?
With them. So, yeah.
In addition to your salad.
Yeah, so Dylan, let's just go on and broach the subject.
That's eight. Oh my God.
Let's hear your version because we've heard the other version.
Do you really want me to do that right now?
No, I don't want you to do it. I want you to tell us what happened and why you
did you yell?
Okay, tell us
what you're talking about on here.
Well, you know, there's going to be multiple versions of said story. But I'll tell you best
just give
I can.
Me the, give me the closest
one. Well, see, here's
one.
The funny thing.
Give
if
us
you listen
your
to,
version.
If you listen to the podcast, you would know Matt's version. But you don't, so.
Which is funny because Matt wasn't even there.
But none of us was.
I
heard,
just
I you
heard
and
the
Clay.
Stories. I
basically,
heard the stories.
What it was I was in a Ventrilo server with a good friend of mine and Matt's, a good friend of ours, Clay Taylor.
Clay Taylor,
because,
yeah.
You know, I never hung out with
Fox
him.
Fox Truth.
Yeah, you didn't hang out with us.
It's fine.
But anyway, I was blatant.
God, James, you're lame.
I know. I was never talking
to them on Ventrilo, and I was waiting for a friend of mine to come hang out.
he ended up backing out on me. I was pissed off already as is. Playing 13, duking it out with a boss when it's great game. And
you're playing on PC?
No, I was playing on GameCube.
GameCube. That's how long ago this
yes,
was.
Yes, I was playing that's it on a GameCube.
Okay.
Well, that's your first problem.
Well, about on the...
Hey, the GameCube is awesome.
10 or 15th try of fighting this guy, I just... I finally let loose all that rage that had been pent up, and I just...
How many times did
Colonel,
you die?
Colonel McHale,
I think his name was.
Did you shoot him in the shoes?
I shot him in his feet.
What color was his hair?
Yeah, that's what I was going with.
What color his hair? Yeah, well, I see where
you guys have to hear the whole recording of it, because it's so good.
Can you get me the whole recording of it?
Clay, Ian has to have
it. No, I think Ian only has the Tater Raffle clip now, because I think the whole clip actually got lost in web.
It didn't. It's out perhaps, there somewhere.
I'll tell you what.
If perhaps you can find it, we will feature
it's
it.
It's out there
on,
somewhere.
You know what?
I've been telling you this,
Dylan. You need to embrace this, and
dude,
you could be...
I have embraced it. I have rage streams on Saturdays.
This could go viral. You've never done anything like... The Tater Raffle clip.
Have you watched me play Bloodborne?
I haven't.
Have you watched me play Dark Souls?
No.
Okay, then.
I did watch you play NBA 2K and lose.
Yeah.
You lost, and it was fun.
Well, my first mistake was playing with the 76ers.
Well, yeah. Okay, so let's go on and talk about
without
streaming.
Allen Iverson.
Let's go on and talk about streaming then. What is the... Can you kind of, maybe for people who don't really... have that great of a knowledge, like as much as you do, can you explain streaming games
from a technical aspect? Like, tell us how the technology works.
Give us
a short version.
Give us a tater version.
You see that there interwebs.
Don't do that.
It's a series of tubes.
It's a down the tubes.
I invented the internet.
But basically what it is, you essentially play games to where people can watch them from Twitch.
Just keep talking. Don't worry about the music. Just keep talking.
It's a wonderful thing to do. It actually gets you... You guys are killing me over here.
Shut up.
Shut up, James.
But basically, it's an enjoyable experience that allows you to interact with people, part of the gaming community. That way they can, enjoy the game with you. And that's actually probably the part I enjoy the most about streaming is interacting with viewers.
That to me is the coolest part, is the fan interaction. Like, people can chime in on what you're doing, and it's like you have a room full of friends watching you play this game.
People that hate you.
Because you get plenty of those.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, look at PewDiePie.
It's the internet.
PewDiePie!
When you have that many fans.
Yeah, but how many people hate him for it?
But he's a millionaire.
Anytime someone gets a little popular, somebody's going to hate you.
Yeah.
That's very true.
If you have a billion viewers...
Embrace the trolls.
But he's so bad at it.
You're just a hater.
Is he bad?
He's terrible.
The only thing I've ever seen PewDiePie on is South Park, so...
I haven't watched any of his stuff.
Here's a question. Does Francis live stream his games?
Francis? Francis?
Yeah, or is he just... Like, do that videos about it.
Honestly, I don't know because I don't follow him.
Are you talking PewDiePie? He's YouTube.
No.
I'm talking about Francis.
Who's Francis?
You took my Mountain Dew.
Big Francis. Okay,
yeah, you haven't seen him?
We'll show it to him after the break.
Show it to him.
But you've seen it, you just don't know.
I'll show it to you.
I don't know if he streams or not.
I think maybe he does.
He might, because I know at one point I think he was getting pushed real hard by Twitch, but I didn't follow
him. Well, I mean, like, Microsoft gives him all kinds of crap. Like, yeah. Major Nelson's been to his house, which is insane. So
Major Nelson. Yeah. Do you feel like streaming has helped, like, the Major League Gaming community expand? Because I notice a lot of streams for, like, League of Legends and Counter-Strike.
Absolutely, yeah. Because, I mean, for instance, Smite shows its World Finals off.
Don't worry
off.
About the music. Just talk.
Smite shows its World Finals off at Twitch. And, you said, League of Legends.
Yeah.
So, League of Legends is insanely popular these days.
League of Legends is, like, the top...
That's number
top
one.
Stream game
every time I open up Twitch. Every time I open up Twitch.
Number one.
Do you feel like the MOBA genre would have been as popular without the streaming? Or would it have taken off as a Major League Gaming sport?
That voice is annoying. Stop doing it.
Yeah.
I was starting
to feel really, really uncomfortable, to be honest with you, when you were talking with us.
You're scaring the kids.
You're scaring the kids.
Say the pants thing. That was a great opportunity for
Say the pants thing.
I'm sorry. I'm out of it.
But Logan, in answer to your question.
Pay attention!
Touch my shorts. Be with me.
There it is.
In answer to your question, Logan, I do think it would have, but it just wouldn't have taken off quite as quickly.
So we've referenced it, but tell me about Twitch. Like, how did it get started? Where can you find it? All that kind of stuff.
It's Google, right?
It started off as Justin TV, and then it got picked up by Google, I believe.
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah,
I thought
it started off as Justin TV, and eventually it got so popular, it just started
Who's Justin?
Honestly, a really rich dude now.
It was probably the guy that made it. Tom from MySpace.
Oh, he was my friend.
Tom was my friend, too.
Oh, my God. His name was Justin Tom.
No. Justin had TV. Tom had radio. Tom radio, Justin TV. There you go.
Oh. There you go. But that was way before I got into it. But, yeah, Justin TV evolved into Twitch TV, and then when they started getting more and more sponsors, especially sponsoring like competitive gaming, they really started to grow. It's gotten to where anything gaming-wise you should
How long ago was that?
I'm not quite sure. Like I said, it's been quite some time. It was sometime during the 360 period, I believe, but I'm not quite sure the exact start
date. Now, since the transition to Google, have a lot of things changed, or is it still the same thing?
More or less, it's still the same like process of streaming, I believe. But I think they've actually taken on more partnerships ever since they've been backed or bought out by Google.
Sure,
because they've got more disposable income. It makes sense to get more partners. Yeah. So
do you feel like why do people latch on to the MLG streams and the extremely good players of these games to watch them?
Because they'll never be that good.
Yeah, exactly.
Regular people will never be that good.
But why is that? What's the difference between how would I get that good?
It's just
jobs.
It's why we watch
you have a job.
Why we watch professional sports, because you watch people who are insanely good at something that you enjoy, and it's the same thing with video games.
Yeah, and the thing is though, it amazes me that there are so many people that actually make a living off Twitch now.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, there are people that literally their job is to play games on Twitch. That's what they do.
So is it lucrative? Is it that lucrative?
It can be if you've got the right personality, the right dedication. But you have to sacrifice a lot, because one of my favorite streamers who actually does speedruns for Resident Evil, literally every night, this dude is streaming.
Okay, so let's talk about that. What all can you see? What all can you watch on Twitch?
If it's a video game, you probably can watch it, because it's gotten to where people have come up with the means to stream any generation of game.
Oh yeah. Also, I've noticed there's a trend to streaming tabletop board games.
Yes.
People will do Magic the Gathering games or D&D over Twitch.
Yeah, that's actually picked up a lot of steam lately.
That's something I don't even want to be a part of, much less watch.
If I'm not going to do it, why would I watch it?
I don't even want to do that in real life.
No.
But another thing is that I've noticed that's been kind of picking up a lot of steam lately is the fact that Twitch is branching off and doing music channels now.
Music channels.
Tom Radio, I already said.
Exactly.
Getting Napalm Backflip back together.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
My favorite band ever.
It should be.
The only band that ever wrote a song about me.
We wrote a song about Dylan.
It was his birthday.
Yeah.
We were hammered. We wrote a song.
My 19th birthday.
One Freaking Health.
Yep. It introed.
Talk about missed opportunities.
It was us just like
it was
jamming.
It was a jam session.
We were jamming. And
ding.
James.
Nine. I held my
number nine. Nine.
Number nine.
I held my phone up to the mic.
Taterlicious.
That played. And then I just started making up words.
Oh, yeah, Taterlicious.
It was called Taterlicious.
Was the name of the song.
He's too Taterlicious for
you,
baby.
But it wasn't anything like Bootylicious.
No, it was it was a really nice,
of course,
Taterlicious.
So you can
it's
watch.
Quite funny.
So people are doing
something
retro.
About molten core. I don't know.
So people are doing retro games. You mentioned Super Mario 64 speedruns.
See, I didn't know people did retro games.
Dude, retro games have actually been a number one thing. It's
See, that seems like Twitch, something I would
As far
watch.
As Twitch goes, retro games, competitive play, And speedruns are like the top three things I see on Twitch.
See, speedruns blows my mind. I have no desire to watch someone play this game as quickly as possible.
It makes you feel bad. You're like, dude, it took me days to, like, you know, it took me forever to beat this game, and this person just beat it in less than an hour.
But see, for me, it's like, you missed that, 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 you missed that.
But see, like, Super Mario 64, that's, they use glitches to.
Actually, it depends on the category, because they have categories for this now.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they have, like, glitch runs. 120 star. Okay. Just, it depends on the category.
Because you can beat it with, like, what, 80 stars or something like that?
Actually, you can beat it with 12.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah, because you know the endless staircase at the end of Super Mario 64? You can essentially do a backflip and what I like to call the butt scoot up the stairs to where,
even though
it endless
because
loops,
12,
you go so fast, it can't keep up, and you immediately get to the last part of the game.
Yeah, because 12 is what it takes to unlock that door.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I forgot about that. I forgot that was a little glitch.
That was a great game.
Yeah, that was a good game. So what's some of your favorite games to play and stream, Dylan?
Honestly, it just...
You actually stream a lot of a variety of things.
Every night
at 11:30, I get a little notification on my phone.
11:30 p.m. Central, Sunday,
Does it sound like a fart?
And Twitch, if you're listening to this, please, with the notification, tell me what you're playing.
Yeah.
Because I feel
that'd be smart.
Like, it just says Tater is streaming.
And I'm like,
that would be great.
Like, no offense. I logged in the other night and he was playing something on his PC that I had no interest in. And I logged out and I was like, I felt bad because I logged in and started watching. And he's like, oh, another viewer. And then I just left.
On a good note, though, you still helped my channel.
Yeah, I was about to say, you logged in and helped him out.
I get a view from it. It helps.
But I'm sorry, but I don't want to sit and watch that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, you have
crap games.
That's the hard part about being.
It should. But the hard part about being a variety streamer is you're going to have nights where you pick the right game and everybody piles in.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you're going to have those nights that you're playing, like, say, some indie game. Like, I was lucky enough to get contacted.
Like Popsicle Stick 2015.
Please do Goat Simulator.
Oh, my God. Why have I not done this yet?
I don't know why you haven't done it.
Okay,
anybody that's listening in, Goat Simulator is now going to be on my stream schedule at some point in the very near future.
I just pulled something out of the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Like I was saying, like then you get these nights where you play some indie game, and I was lucky enough to get in on an early access beta from a developer in Australia called Team Cherry Games. They gave me access to their new game they're developing, and nobody came in because nobody heard of it.
Right.
So it just depends, especially on variety streamers, that what game you play and when you play it. It's a hit and miss, and that's the hard part of it.
So what would you say are some key things to be a successful streamer?
Some of the key things, easily the first thing, and I've asked many partnered streamers about this, is consistency. You set a schedule and you stick to it. It's like,
that sounds like something called podcasting.
Yeah, it sounds just like something like called podcasting.
This is 185 consecutive weeks, ladies and gentlemen. We don't take off because stuff. You can clap.
And things.
We're not taking off during the zombie apocalypse. Is that what it is?
Nope.
All right, we're doing it then.
Still doing it.
I almost dropped Dylan.
But
it'll be fine.
But anyway, ten.
I wish I had a like the price is like.
Yeah.
Play it 100 times, we get an extra life. Okay.
Because
you ask any partner streamer, they're going to tell you consistency is the biggest thing to get your channel to take off.
Yeah, if it's too thick, you know, no one's going to be there if it's too thin. No.
James, shut up. We're learning, James. We're learning about the internet.
Wear shorts, please touch me. Was that what it's called?
Touch my shorts.
Streamer name.
It's actually not it at all.
But
that's the second con.
Consistency is the first thing. You got to be like a TV show. Be there when you're supposed to be.
Stay with it.
Number two.
Coming knock on our door.
Da, 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 da.
Dylan's playing a game.
Dylan's playing a game.
Okay, that has to be a
Don't worry, Dylan. We'll do you a theme song.
We'll record a theme song you can play before every night.
Can you upload a theme song to it? Because we'll do one.
Dude, yes. Yes,
okay,
you can.
That's fine. We'll do
it. But number two, you've got to...
He's got a number two.
He's got to go number two.
But you got to show some love to your viewers, because if they're going to take the time
to watch you, you've
got to acknowledge that they're there. Because if you just sit there like, you know, just I'm playing a video game, cool, you're not going to get people to stay, because
you have to interact.
Yeah, you have to interact, because that's part of the fun of it. You interact with the people coming to watch you play. And that's, like I said earlier, that's my favorite part of it. You're interacting with a large community. And the third thing is just be yourself. Enjoy yourself.
Have fun.
Like early on, don't worry so much about chasing numbers, because if you worry about numbers every night, you're going to get frustrated and you're going to quit.
Yeah.
Go in there, play the game.
Also sounds like podcasting.
But, what, you're telling me it's our first show, we don't have 100 followers yet?
Exactly. No. Like, you can't go in there and
I think we're tired of these.
There's going to be people that just out of the blue get lucky and get that many.
Yeah, absolutely.
It happens.
They do one insane thing.
And boom, they're instantly famous.
Well, and that kind of goes back to Francis. You know, like, Francis did one thing and, like, really opened the door to do a couple more things that really knocked it out of the park for him. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're in any online environment, then, yeah, you have to, it takes a little bit of time. And you have to, you know, really, really work at it. And, you know, I think I told you when you told me that you were doing this, I think that I told you that my advice to you was to just stick at it.
Even if
it didn't, you know, like, give you the numbers that you thought you were going to get, to just be yourself and just to do it consistently. Because I know I'd given you that advice when you talked about it, and we were talking about the podcast. You know, consistency is the thing. So,
but that's a thing. You just can't get discouraged. There have been days where I said, you know, I'm not doing anything with this. Why do I keep doing it? And then I just got to keep reminding myself, have fun with it.
Those are the days you got to do it for you, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. No, you always got to do it for me.
do it for James.
Do it for James.
Hashtag do it for James.
Think of it. Think of James at home with the babies with no food.
Touching my shorts and being with me.
Being with myself.
God. So, all right. Dylan,
good show, guys.
Yeah,
see you next week.
That's about it. Dylan, tell us your schedule. Like, do you have a set schedule? Like, do you have at certain times, certain games you play on certain days?
Yeah, actually, I like to just with the exception of Thursdays and Saturdays. I Wednesdays as well. I got a Wednesday stream where I do a game called War Thunder. It's like a World War II airplane and tank fighting game with one of my stream team members.
Wait, you're telling me that an airplane and a tank go head to head?
Yes, it's amazing. It's like Twisted Metal except World War II.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in.
Can I get a plane with saw blades attached?
Maybe. But
James will take the plane with no clown.
That's right.
Clownless plane.
But me and my fellow stream team member, Red 5 Drifter, we do that on Wednesdays, and we usually close out with a fun multiplayer game. And then on Thursdays, I do a viewer's choice where I throw a ballot out and let people vote on what game I play for that night. You know, get the viewers involved and they feel like they have more.
And that's awesome. I've participated in that several times.
Yeah.
Even if I don't watch it, I'm like, I think you should play this.
Yeah,
and you just vote on it and boom, whatever wins, that's what
he
plays.
Yeah, we think you should play like Larry the Cable Guy delivering pizza.
Yeah.
That's a game?
Sneak King.
No, that's stupid. God. Duck Dynasty.
No! You're going to play Sneak Duck Dynasty. King on the next ballot.
Yeah. Oh, God, man, if I could.
Can we write it in?
Yeah, we can.
Duck Dynasty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to play the Duck Dynasty.
But every night I stream.
Real Bass Pro Frishin.
Real Frishin? Yeah, frishin, Josh? Yeah.
Frishin. Freshwater Frishin.
But every Sunday through Friday, it's 11:30 p.m.
Make fun of me on my
show. Ding! 11! I'm actually having fun with this. I'm going to try and see if I can get him to hit 20 before the podcast.
No. Let's not do goals.
What?
Don't set goals for yourself, Dylan, because you'll fall short and you'll feel miserable.
Because that guarantees...
Live streaming!
That guarantees nine more times of that, and I don't know if I can do it.
Hey, Matt, consider this payback for all the times you made fun of me for it.
There you go. So
good.
What's the rest of your schedule?
But every Sunday through Friday is just 11:30 p.m. Central,
Free play?
Yeah, free play, with the exception of Wednesdays and Thursdays.
We're going to make you some sweet theme music. Dylan's free play. Actually, I think you need to use this. Tater's playing them games online on Twitch TV.
Welcome to Tater's games. Twitch channel, where the games are fresh and it's always a fun time.
Logan, did you rehearse that?
That's my purse. I don't know you.
Did not rehearse that.
Ball.
So come on down. I'll chew on a dog. Grab your PlayStation controller.
Boom, 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 boom.
Touch my shorts, be with me.
Touch my shorts and be with me.
Touch my shorts and be with me.
Touch my shorts and be with me.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, we've got the theme song for our con worked out.
Is the name of this episode Touch My Shorts,
my shorts
be with
and Be With Me?
It might be, because I'm not sure what I was going to name
about,
it.
So. How about Touch My Twitch?
Oh, yeah,
that sounds dirty.
That's
touch
good.
My Twitch and be with me.
Your shorts good. Are twitching, Dylan.
Touch my Twitch.
You know,
it just sounds wrong.
We're just. I think I'm twitching to get over with this. So, Dylan, tell everybody one more time where they can find you on the Twitter and the Facebook and the. Well, maybe not Facebook, but on Twitter and on Twitch.
You can find me at twitch.tv/tater. That's TATTR. And on Twitter at Tater Salad, and it's TATTR_salad.
Now, is the salad spelled with a 5 or an S?
Believe it or not, the salad is just fine, James.
Oh, okay. 5 or an S.
Yeah,
it's a good salad. No,
it's a good salad.
You guys remember when we had the conversation about his handle? We were like, no, he shouldn't do this. No. Dylan wouldn't remember because he didn't listen to
that. Actually, listen to that one.
He's going to listen to this one.
I told him about that one. I was like, hey, we talked about you on the podcast.
He's like,
listen to it.
I'm a big-time Twitch streamer. Maybe I'll have time to listen.
Why do you look like Droopy Dog?
In order to achieve that mouth sound. Hey, Dylan.
Yes, sir.
Ding.
There you go.
Ding. What's that, Logan? 12?
That's a dozen. We have a dozen.
You know, we got Dirty Dozen going on.
Logan and I discussed making like a hip-hop remix of that, and we hadn't done that yet, but...
It's going to go on the Christmas album.
Yeah.
But it's coming. We could save that for your rage streams.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, if we use that every time I raged, you'd break the button before the end of the first hour.
You know what, Dylan?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure that perhaps you've experienced a little bit of rage with... some of the monthly subscription boxes that you had, maybe just a little bit.
Yeah,
I know that some of our friends have had that done in the past. So, you know, that's why we decided we would make some new friends. Go over to geekfuel.com/justusgeeks. Once you go on over there, you can sign up and get you a $3 off a month subscription. Yeah, you get $3 off.
I thought you got an extra.
And you get the extra.
Oh, you get the extra.
Yeah. It's the extra geeky.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
We could get him, I wish we could get him to package extra geeky.
Why do you look like a frog?
Because he's weird looking. But go to geekfuel.com/justicegeeks and sign up. Geek Fuel has the absolute best monthly subscription box you could find.
The best.
Logan, you've been pretty happy with what we've gotten so far.
Absolutely. I like real books. We gotten real books before.
Yeah, we have.
Real books?
Books.
In our way.
I like the slap bracelet beer koozie.
That was
we
cool.
We got two books in one box.
Yeah, it was our 90s box where we all, it was Jurassic Park and the Lost World. Books. With actual novice.
With paper.
You also get a free you get a code for Steam a code. Steam code in every box.
Free games.
The t-shirts are great.
Awesome
and,
t-shirt.
You know, Logan, we need to give away a t-shirt this week.
Yeah.
Are we going to do
give
that?
Give me that shirt.
Let's do it.
It's been a month. You got to give that away now.
Well, we don't have to give away now. Let's do one more good push so that Dylan's friends on Steam can give it. Twitch, that one. What would Dylan be selling on Steam himself? That would be weird.
The Dylan game. It's a country music adventure.
Well, you see, the problem with that is nobody would bet.
Yeah, we know. But that's why you're not on there.
Who would be on the Steam sale?
Yeah.
People who want...
Dylan's a Steam sale.
People who want
75%
this,
off Dylan.
Yeah. People who want this awesome shirt just need to tweet #GimmeThatShirt @JustUsGeeks on Twitter.
And do that if you go and sign up at geekfuel.com/JustUsGeeks. Under $20 a month. Really cool stuff. Highly recommend it.
Awesome.
And this month, you've got just a few more days left, but this month... is they're venturing into the Funko world, Funko Pop, exclusive
oh my
and
God.
Geek Fuel this month. So
I don't Funko Pop at all.
Yeah, it's because you don't Funko Pop anything. You don't do anything that's fun or pop.
I just got two of those this weekend.
Congratulations.
I got three this weekend, actually.
I got Kylo Ren and the First Order Stormtrooper.
I got C-3PO, except he's made out of chrome.
Oh, that's not
chrome.
That's
3PO.
Yeah. Well, chrome gold. Yeah. If that makes any sense.
It doesn't. So
that doesn't make any sense.
No. Shiny
but,
gold.
But Geek Fuel does. So go sign up. Geekfuel.com/JusticeGeeks. And if you want a free t-shirt from us, how do you do it, Logan?
You go to Twitter and you find us at Just Us Geeks, JustusGeeks, at Just Us Geeks, and tweet us hashtag
Gimme That Shirt.
GIMMEDATSHIRT.
We're giving that shirt away this week.
Gimme That Shirt.
Maybe we'll give away two shirts this week.
We're going to announce the winners next week?
Next week.
Next week.
Next week on our Spooky Stories podcast.
Spooky Stories. Too spoopy for you.
Oh,
too spoopy? No. What is spoopy?
It's a meme.
Shapoopy. Yeah, that's Shapoopy. Anyway,
shut up.
All right. So, Dylan, if you ever listen to podcast, you would
ding,
know
ding.
That
13.
Lucky number 13.
Hey, that's the 13. Game you were playing. Yeah.
That was the game you were playing.
There you go. See,
Dylan would know that it's time for That's My Jam.
Oh, God, I don't have a jam.
We haven't done a jam in like 2 weeks.
Get your jams together, boys.
I don't have a jam.
It's jam
I got
time.
A jam.
Make up your jam.
I got one. This, I thought this segment was dead.
Nope.
No, that's my app is dead.
App
my
of the
app
week.
Is dead. My app. The app of the week. App of the week. That's
app
dead.
Of the week.
That's my app. That's
we don't talk about app of the week around here.
We killed the app of the week. It was about this time last. Well, no, wasn't this time. But Logan saved the jam last
that was
year.
I did save no, that was the beginning of the year. I thought it was after Christmas.
Yeah, it was.
It was like January.
It was a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
But I saved the jam.
All right, Logan, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week this week has to be the newest. Has to be James Interrupting Me.
James Interrupts. Dang, we were so close.
It's got to be the newest set of the Force of Will trading card game, Seven Kings of the Land. Really awesome set. I've been enjoying playing with the cards, having fun building new decks, and looking forward to teaching Big Dan how to play on Saturday.
New decks. And it was a Big
play Dan's, with that new deck.
It was Big Dan's birthday. Happy late birthday,
Big Dan.
For coming to the podcast last week.
That's my Dan.
I got Matt tickled.
I guess we're not doing Matt next.
Yeah, Matt, what's your jam?
My jam is, my God.
It's a future
being
jam.
Alive.
What are you doing Saturday? Future jam.
What's your future jam?
I'm not, I don't have a future jam. Oh, Rock Band 4. I'm playing it this weekend on,
It's a future jam.
It is a future jam. Yeah.
Future jam.
I had to come up with it real fast. But anyway, my friend Derek has an Ion drum set for Rock Band 4. And I'm playing it on Saturday. Really excited about it. And also, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5.
Looks horrendous.
So don't play that game.
That's your anti-jam.
Yeah. That's my anti-jam.
Oh, my God. That looks terrible.
Stay away. Stay
we'll call
away
it preserved.
From
it.
Don't play that game.
Yeah. So, Dylan, because you don't listen to the podcast, you don't know what jams of the week are. They're just things that we like a whole lot that we've either done or we're going to do this week. So maybe what's a game that you're looking forward to playing on Twitch?
The Uncharted Nathan Drake Collection.
Nice.
Out tomorrow. That's going to be my jam of the week.
No, it's out today.
It's out today.
It's Friday, Dylan.
All three games, one big, great collection.
Huh, fun.
A terrible shooting.
It releases on a Friday?
Yeah, on a Friday.
That's weird.
It is weird. That was
Nintendo
weird.
Nintendo used to release stuff on Sundays.
Nintendo still releases on Sunday.
It's Tuesday.
No, Nintendo releases on weekends.
Why are we talking about Nintendo?
I'm just saying, you said weird release date. That's like Nintendo on Sundays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I worked in the video game industry.
James,
Rock Band 4.
Rock Band 4.
Rock Band 4, whatever.
Are you gonna play until you can't stand up again?
That was DDR.
Oh, that's right.
God. That me and Matt played for 8 hours straight one night.
Can you
imagine?
Play DDR?
Yes,
for
we
eight
did.
Hours?
Over at Summer and Jason's house, we played DDR for eight hours.
He played DDR.
That's true.
I got up for work the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning and could not get out of bed. I had to call in sick because I literally could not move.
Yeah. You know what's sad about that though?
What?
Pretty sure Konami put out DDR, so we're never gonna have another DDR.
That is sad.
Oh.
No, we'll get the mobile version.
Yeah.
My fingers hurt so much.
Oh my god!
No, you'll have people trying to dance on their damn phones and breaking their phones.
iPad. It's for iPad. Yeah, Pro.
iPad Pro.
Stomp, stomp, stomp.
People is doom.
What's your jam, Josh?
Well, I can tell you an anti-jam.
Okay.
Idiots. It came out. Uproxx released an article this week about folks that really, honest to God, thought that The Martian was based on actual events.
Oh, yeah.
That's
hilarious.
That's a special kind of stupid.
Yeah, it is. I have no faith in humanity.
Matt Damon's really on the moon?
Yeah, Matt Damon's
on the
moon.
He's not on the moon. He's on Mars.
Yeah, that's the sequel.
He's not even on the moon!
That's the sequel.
He says in his Hawaiian shirt and no helmet.
Yeah. How's he breathing up there? My real jam of the week is a podcast. I started a new job this week because my old job was terrible. That's right.
Yay.
It was terrible.
I feel you.
It was French. It was terrible.
Les enfants terribles.
How do you say that guy can stick it up his donut in French?
That's in my scheisse.
Yeah, that's German.
And omelette du fromage?
Yeah, I'm going with that one. Something about butt cheese. So,
it's a cheese omelette.
Big old lump of butt cheese.
Yeah, butt cheese.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I've been listening to a bit more podcasts because my new job isn't a jerk hole about listening to stuff while you work.
Plus, you get that hour drive to work every day.
But what I've discovered is that, like, my regular podcasting list that I've been listening to, I've just been listening to in the car. But I developed this whole other list of podcasts to listen to at work. It's crazy. And one that I discovered that I think that you all would really, really enjoy. Dylan, you would also probably enjoy this.
Now, he doesn't even enjoy ours.
I know. He would probably enjoy this. It's called Hunt the Truth.
Hunt for Red October.
Now, this podcast drew me in because of the cover art. It has great cover art. And it is a podcast that is set in the fictional universe that surrounds Halo.
Basically, that's right, the commercials.
Yeah, season 2 just came out. They're like 20-25 minute episodes, and it's about this guy is looking into the inconsistencies of the backstory of Master Chief, and it's really freaking good. I highly recommend it, so go do that.
I thought it would be the Golden Mellow Hour.
Yeah, and also if you're listening locally in the area what we are from,
Where?
Yeah, Northeast Mississippi. Go check out The Memo. It's a podcast by my new place of employment, and I will be having a hand in that very soon. So,
all right.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right.
Go check out Hunt the Truth. You guys, for real, go check it out. You really, really like it. I promise.
Boom. Done?
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode, guys.
And good night, everybody.
We're not recording anymore. Say whatever you want.
No! Do that.
Touch my shorts, man! The Lord has blessed us all. Don't cuss around me no more.
Can we end on that country music?
I heard that song the other day for the first time. It was weird.
Did you listen to The Dollop?
Logan's idea. Yes.
I love that show.
That is a good one.
Speaking of podcasts, The Dollop is good.
Thank you, Big Dan.
Thanks, Dan Marsh.
For telling us about The Dollop.
I've listened to a lot of The Dollop, and it's very, very good.
It's very good.
That Patton Oswalt and Abe Lincoln, my God, that was a good episode.
I haven't listened to that one yet.
The Lord has blessed us all. Don't cuss around me no more.
I've heard that, though. Okay, God. Dylan, thanks for hanging out with us, man, and joining us.
Thanks, Dylan.
And
thank you, Dylan.
Coming and being on a show that you don't listen to. maybe we can correct that.
Maybe.
Probably not. Don't worry. I won't watch your Twitch either.
Fair play.
Yeah. All is fair, bud.
Hey, Tater. Glad to be here.
All is fair in love and podcasts.
Hey, Tater.
Yeah.
What color is his hair?
Try shooting his feet, Logan.
Yeah. Maybe you should try that. All right. Make sure you keep checking out JustUsGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. News and reviews, you can find it all every single day over at JustUsGeeks.com. Make sure you go over to the Facebook, Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like, especially if you're listening from our good friend Tater's Twitch stream. Go do that. Follow us on Twitter at JustUsGeeks, Periscope, which we will say goodbye to in just a second. And go check out Geek Fuel, geekfuel.com/JustUsGeeks. So, All of that good stuff will still be here next week for episode 186 when we're going to talk about spooky stories.
Spooky.
Logan, our original idea was that we would bring our own spooky story to the table. I think so. Gentlemen, prepare your spooky stories.
Wait,
Matt,
what?
Yeah.
I'm not creative.
We know that, but have someone do it for you.
You want some help?
I get JT to write it for me.
That's good. I don't care what you do. Bring a spooky story next week to the podcast, and we're going to do it. So I'm looking at the guy who didn't read The Martian. He's looking real mad. He's looking at the door behind him like...
He just has to post a picture of his creepy smiley face. Yeah.
And then, all right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Ding.